Citroën's doorless Amy Buggy 2, the affordable beach-ready EV. The Citroën Miami Buggy 2, the newest member of the Citroën EV family, is expanding production due to high demand. This upgraded, beach-ready version of its popular predecessor, the Amy Buggy EV, is expected to challenge the EV market with its affordability and unique design. With a starting price of $11,300, the Citroën Miami Buggy 2 comes with a 5.5 kWh battery that offers a range of 43 miles and a top speed of 28 miles per hour. Its no-door and retractable roof design set it apart from other EVs. Instead, it features door bars, zip-up transparent covers, and a weather-resistant canopy, which can be fully removed or retracted, making it an ideal choice for those sunny beach excursions. The Miami Buggy 2 is not just about fun, it's also about utility. Equipped with reinforced bumpers and skid plates, it can handle light off-roading. The vehicle also boasts numerous storage options, including bins, straps, bag hooks, and a steering wheel with a removable zipper pouch. A Bluetooth speaker with a battery life of 15 hours is included for entertainment purposes. Due to the high demand, Citroën, which initially produced just 50 units, has now boosted its production to 1,000 units. These EVs will be available in 9 European countries, including the UK. Since its debut in April 2020, the original Amy model has found great success with 22,000 units sold in Europe, Morocco, and Turkey. Interestingly, this buggy, produced in Morocco, is classified as a large electric quadricycle rather than a car. It can be driven in the UK by 16-year-olds with a special license, and in some European countries, individuals as young as 14 can drive it without a license. However, the licensing requirement varies from country to country and is still under review in some areas. Despite being a two-seater with a top speed of 28 miles per hour, the Citroën Miami Buggy 2 is an exciting option for those seeking an affordable and eco-friendly vehicle. It costs a fraction of the price of the average new car in the US, making it an appealing choice for import. As this vehicle gains popularity, particularly among the youth, the question arises, will regulatory authorities worldwide approve this unique vehicle? Trending. Ferrari recalled 425 vehicles that possibly have fuel leak issues.